This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the live feed, we have a special holiday episode featuring the Winona Hymns, an all-male choir based in Winona, Minnesota. This year's Christmas concert includes selections such as I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, Home for the Holidays, Oh Holy Night, and more. The concert also features guest soloist Stacy Hughes Anderson. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this is the Winona Hymns on tonight's live feed.
You can. Center. Obviously, I paid my donation earlier to my husband to say those wonderful things about me. So the Warming Center is a program of Catholic Charities, and our mission is to provide overnight shelter to the adult homeless population in the Winona area. So how did the Warming Center start? A very dedicated group of community members came together and saw that there was a need in our own community here, where there were people who didn't have a place to stay and were staying outside at night. And as all of us know, it is quite cold here already by November. And so these individuals were sleeping all night in the winter outside. So they came together and realized that there was something that they really needed to do to support these people. So first, you have to find somewhere to have a warming center. And Community Bible Church stepped up and graciously houses the warming center in their basement. And their basement is beautiful. It's not a typical basement. It's quite large and very welcoming. And they also cover our utilities. So they cover our heat, water, electric. And when you have showers and laundry going all of the time, that really adds up. So if it wasn't for Community Bible Church, we would not be able to have a warming center. So we're also very thankful for them. So they came together in December of 2016, and they had a place to have it. And then Catholic Charities came on board to be the agency that the warming center is through. And by January 7th, they were up and running for their first season. So the first season was January 7th through March 31st, and they were able to offer for 22 different individuals during that 3 months for them to utilize the center. And that first year, you can imagine, is really hard because you have to market to people who don't have an address, who maybe don't have a phone, so spending a lot of time just reaching out and also trying to get guests in the community to trust us and know that it's a safe environment. So the second season, we were able to have our first full season. So last year, November 1st through March 31st, we were able to serve 48 different individuals in the community. And volunteers put in 3,316 hours of service. And that's just to cover the shifts to be able to staff the center. So this year, our third season, we've been open since November 1st, and already we have served approximately 22 different individuals just in the first month alone, which is the same amount that we served that first season. So it really means that our guests trust us and they're getting the word out to other people who are in need in the community that it's a safe and welcoming place. So what does the Warming Center offer? When our guests come, they're able to use a shower, laundry, food, information on resources, and most importantly, they're able to have the opportunity of shelter without being judged by our volunteers. We've all fell on hard times, and it's just nice to have somebody who's there with compassion and to be able to support you. So how does the Winona community make a difference for the Warming Center? Well, the warming center is completely run by volunteers. So all of the shifts are covered by different groups and different individuals who step up and just want to offer companionship and be there for our guests. We also have laundry delivery, so we do all of the center's laundry off-site so that our laundry is always open for our guests to use, which means we have a lot of people with muscles in the community who come and take all of our laundry off-site and then return it. And meal donation, so people who can't do the overnight shifts, they volunteer to make meals and bring them down to the warming center so that our guests can have a nice home-cooked meal. But the biggest need always is monetary donations. We are completely run off of donations, and like we said, we all need a little bit of support sometimes. Any of us could be in need of the warming center one day, whether you lose a job, your house burns down, different things happen in your life, and you would hope that your community members would step up and support you as well. Many of our guests have two or three jobs, and they're just trying to get back on their feet, and they need just that little bit of help and generosity. So, especially during this giving season, I ask you to dig deep in your hearts and think of your fellow community members and show them that they're not alone this Christmas season. And I ask you to support the Warming Center. Thank you.
Spending. still today the people come offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they speak their heartfelt love, the glorious sound falls on my ears from up above.
Angels announces arrival in the town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Run to the manor down the dusty road.
Run to the
Thanks to the Winona Hymns for joining us on tonight's live feed. For more information about the group, go to winonahymns.org. That's hymns spelled H-I-M-S. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to the live feed.
Thanks for listening to the live feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.